Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad calling from my show, Reparations Radio, CPT, Calm Trust, and Grace Line, plus reparations and reparations. You know, we are a self-help people. We don't beg. You know, we stand up and demand what's ours. So we're going to open up with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And we're going to say Al-Fatiha. Al-Bilahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Alhamdulillah. It's Reparations Radio. We want to see what is happening in the studio. Say who is with us. Reparations is a growing phenomenon. It took years. John Conyers of the people sacrificed. John Conyers introduced a reparations study proposal into Congress each year for a number of years. It was called H.R. 40. John Conyers introduced it, and then it was finally read into the minutes of Congress. Our governor here in California, our courageous governor here in California, commissioned a study of reparations, and he gave them a 2-year frame, and they came up with reparation proposals and recommendations after 2 years. Our brave governor here. Yeah. Hold on 1 minute. We're trying to get this together here. Praise be to Allah. So, Black Brother C, Talk Radio. Let's see what we got going here. All praise be to Allah. Take a little bit to episodes. Now, we don't want episodes. We want studio. All right, bro. All right. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Shuja, I'm going to bring you in. And you, Muhammad, if you want to say something, I'm taking care of a little bit right now. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. The Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. So we ask Allah, we come with Allah's name, and we ask Allah for help. Praises be to Allah. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And again, we'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Islam alaikum. And we are talking about reparation, and we are asking for reparation, and we are supporting those brothers and sisters that established this, and we feel that it's our obligation to fall right in and support this, because we lack, you know, what they are doing, we are applying ourselves every day to learn more about reparation, and when we talk, we want to make sense. We want to make sense. Because we know we got peoples that is our enemy to this. It's anytime African American peoples stand up for anything, Shaitan won't stand up against it, because he promised a lot of that. He promised a lot of that. He said, give me a chance, give me an opportunity. So I'm gonna go before him, come behind them, and I'm going to show you that they are not worthy. I'm going to deceive them, you know, and I'm going to cause confusion. And this is what we are prepared for, you know, fighting. You know, Allah says maybe you just like a thing that's good for you. You know, when you talk about faith, you know, so we'll let you know we can fight, and we just like to define reparation. Reparation, according to Webster Dictionary, is repairing or being repaired. Restoration to good condition, making off amends, making up for a wrong or injury, anything paid or done to make up for something else, compensation by a nation defeated in a war for economic losses, suffered by the victor of crimes committed against individuals, payable in money, labeled goods, etc. Restitution implies return to the rightful owner of something that has been taken away. So this is coming from Webster, and every point that they made hit us. Every point that they made in defining reparation is just like we standing face to face and they talking directly to us. You know, a crime against an individual payable in money, labeled goods, etc. Restitution and return implies return to the rightful owner of something that has been taken away, all our land. We can prove all this here. Brothers and sisters, we need repairing. We need reparation for restoration, of restoring to a good condition, of making up a man, making up a wrong, or injury. Oh man, that's talking about us. I couldn't put it no better. This is the definition for reparation out of Webster. So that's what we're talking about. Every time we say a word about reparation, we're talking about restoration. We're talking about restitution. We're talking about amending. You know, we talking about repairing, of being repaired. We talking about crime committed against us, payable in money, labor, goods, etc. We talking about things that been taken from the, been given back to the rightful owner, or something that been taken away. All this is talking about us, brothers and sisters. So we can be comfortable. We can be comfortable in saying what we got to say, because we fall like a hand in glove into the definition of what we are asking for, and that's reparation. Also, reparation means in other areas for definition is a debt that is owed, a debt that is owed. And that hit us right on the head. They owe us a debt because we worked from sun up to sun down in many cases and didn't get paid. That's a fact. So the definition itself fit us to a T. The only thing we got to do is get to work. We're not expecting for America to give this to us. We got to take it from them. We got to work, and we got to take it before the peoples. The peoples know truth from lies and truth from falsehood. We got to appeal to the peoples, showing them the truth and righteousness, and ask for justice. And I would say, we would say, the majority of the peoples believe in justice. The majority of the peoples believe in truth and righteousness. They don't believe in none of that junk that Satan bringing. Few of them believe in it, and you got a few of them will stand up for injustice. Don't pay no attention to a person that's when you a person in authority, and when you tell them you asking for reparation, and they make the point they say that you not do no reparation. We only give reparation to the people that was there when it happened. Don't pay no attention to that. Don't pay no attention. You go over there, then you stressed out for nothing. You stressing yourself out for nothing. Because they're going to tell you a plenty of mess like that, you know. And for that idea that you begging for crumbs on the table. Don't worry about it. Don't stress yourself out. Let's keep coming together. And it's like Brother Amin said, the more people he talks to, the more he sees that you got powerful people is standing up for reparation, saying that we do reparation. We got powerful peoples, rich peoples, is standing up and saying that we'll do reparation.
People are holding our money.
Yeah. So don't. One of the most powerful peoples that exists is the Catholic Church, Catholicism.
They're willing to give
100
million.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. The Jesuits.
Yeah.
The Jesuits.
100 million.
You know, they offer us reparations, and they're going to pay reparations.
They vow. They just waiting on us.
You know, they just waiting on us. You know, so what we're working on now is to get the rules and regulations of a plan for this and make sure that we are able to get what is due to us. You see, that's what we're doing right now. You know, it's a format that we got to set up, and then we dealing with different states. You know, at some states, you know, they go influence the majority to go against reparation. But when we start giving that money out, the people's going to walk on them. The people's going to let them know that you're a bad representation. You know, we don't want you to represent us because you're not representing us. When they see that money being passed out in these other states, you got some state leading the other, and they're passing that money out. And we are asking for more than just for money, brothers and sisters. We want to make that clear. We are asking for help as far as establishing businesses. We are asking for the payment as far as establishing genealogy office.
We want our children to come home now.
Yes.
Jail.
We want our children to benefit from this here. And they can go and check out our genealogy and see that we got the same genealogy. And also the payment, the first payment, we want to create a Freeman Savings and Trust Bank. We got to have a bank, brothers and sisters.
And we still hold the
blame. You know, praise be to Allah. And we want to, as a payment, is to distribute business grants. And also, the payment is facilitate employment training.
And our race still holds the highest IQ on the planet.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Just find out that it's a little girl. How old was she?
She was about seven years old.
Having a message on television. On the Big Eye Monster. And she had the highest IQ in the world.
That's right. She ain't the only one either.
African-American girl.
She alone. Got
cute little old girl. African-American. Got nappy hair.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little
kinky. You know. It looks just like us. Alhamdulillah. Reparation payment is process direct compensation claims. Process direct compensation claim. You know, so we are doing things that is necessary. We got different groups. We got task force. You can easily Google in YouTube and go in the search area and type in task force where they approve payment for reparation, you know,
and the laws that they are passing, you know. We had a task force approve payment of $1.2 million to qualifying blacks, anybody over 70 years. This is in California. Everson, they had Everson, Illinois, approve reduced mortgage payment. See, we want as a reduce of the mortgage payment and $25,000 for each individual. We want is more than just cash money, because we give a person just cash money, we believe that the crooks got it set up where it's going to be tempting for some of them to spend that money, and they're going to get that money back. We got crooks that know how to get your money. They know how to get your money. So we got to school each other where we're going to have to keep that money in a circle. We have to keep that money among ourselves, brothers and sisters. You're going to have other people's going to tell you, I'm a man, I do what you can't tell me what to do with my money. You got people got devil in them like that. Even though what you telling them is going to make them filthy rich, they still got that devil in them, you know. But they can't, they blind. They deaf, dumb, and blind. They just can't see, you know. They still think, even though you don't help them, you the reason they're getting the money, they still don't trust you. They still is against you. They still don't want to come together in unity. You see, oh, we have them with us right now. We got them with us right now. You know, they say, As-salamu alaykum. You know, but at the same time, they kind of fight to make sure that we don't get this reparation. They kind of say that God want us to do it for ourselves, that we shouldn't get it from the white man. Again, that's not the white man's money. We ain't getting it from the white man. I don't know why. What the devil make you think? How is it that the devil make you think if we get reparation, we getting that from the white man? We not getting no money from no white man. But brothers and sisters, we've got to wake up. We've got to wake up. Many of us is in training, and many of us has been tested. We're going through tests and trials, you know. And when we wake up, we're going to see, you know, don't be hugging and kissing on nobody. Like, you're going to wake up. Don't be talking about, I'm sorry. I know. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You ain't the only one that can't preach. That's a plenty of them. Out there the same way, going through the same thing that you going through. You know, you can't. You really think that somebody that you compete with somebody on able to see, you know. So we gonna turn this over to inshallah to another person. We dealing with reparation, and we're standing it up. We looking for brothers and sisters that ready to fight, that ready to stand up. So when you talk, let's hear you contribute something. You know, don't tell us nothing. Let's hear you contribute something. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Shuja. I just wanted to say that. I just want to say that's a good point. But Darity says we could, the money coming from the government. See, it was the government that let these people be outlawed and terrorists and murders and deeds.
The government won't,
you know.
The government
so
won't
the government.
Set again.
Yeah, so it's the government that we are petitioning to the government of the United States, not the
right.
white man, not the white man, the government. Now, if he's a part of the government, like we're all a part of the government. That's just
yes,
how
sir.
It is.
Yes, sir. That's
we're all
good
part
point.
Of the government. You know what I mean?
Alhamdulillah.
So our pressure
yes,
to go back is provable, it's historic, it's factual, and more is coming out every second. Every second we speak, more and more information coming out. People are making movies. People are writing books. People are speaking out. You know, even
that's
white
right.
folks.
Come
they
on,
have
man.
A movement where white folks is educating other white folks.
Come
and
on,
showing
man.
Them how they have been living a privileged life. They just think, oh, well, you know, we rich because we rich, I guess, in white, you know, no?
Yeah.
You rich because you what your forefathers did, what the government did, what your forefathers did,
yeah.
and the government has held the people back, you know, notoriously. Held the people down, held them back, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And this is how you got, that's how you got your privilege. That's how you got things. You know,
yeah.
so it's growing. It's growing by the second. And Charity going to be in San Diego. So I put my little suit in the cleaner. I'm going to get it out. And I'm going to go hear Dr. Darity. It's a fundraiser for this law group. Yeah, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Let him know. That we standing with it.
Yes,
Alhamdulillah.
Sir. Right.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
let me know that a Muslim is standing with it.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
He said, how much? He said, 14 trillion. 14 trillion. He ain't afraid to talk big numbers. They expect us to go in backing up talking about little numbers. Wealth gap is too much. There's too many of our people suffering, all out in the streets, sleeping under the stars, out there in that danger. There's so many beatings and shootings and stabbings among the homeless people because some people just ride by and do stuff to them because they can. Dirty people.
Dirty people.
Stomp them just because they homeless and sleeping out, and, you know. And they find them. They find them dead when the sun come up. You know. So yeah. These are our people. These are our people. You know.
It's all in us.
So reparations is gonna help that. We, you know, if we don't do no more than demand reparations for the homeless problem, just like Brother Rasul in the morning time. He always makes a dua for the homeless. Right.
Hello,
you know,
Akbar.
Brother, you know, hello, Akbar. You sure do.
Hello, Akbar. Hello, Akbar.
For the homeless, you know. You know, because Allah can you the best of people who could help the homeless, you know. So, reparations is coming. You know.
It's coming.
Robert Frederick Smith. Look him up, .com. Robert Frederick Smith.
Yes. Yeah,
and
Robert.
He is going around talking to all these young. He got all kind of videos where he's going around talking to all these young people about his business, about how to conduct their life, how to live. Because he's a good example, you know. Both of his parents were principals in school. Both of his parents, you know, and he shouldn't play that down. He said, "Well, yeah, I got educated parents. Yeah, well, both of your parents was." You know, PhD. So education was part of his family, part of, part of his, upbringing. So don't play it down.
Yeah.
If Allah bless you, your family, you go ahead and, acknowledge it. But he go around talking to all these young people. He's on all these shows. These young people got these organizations and everything, and they be
teenagers and early young men in their 20s and 30s, and he'd be talking to them about life and making money, you know what I mean? And he got this 2% solution, 2%. Right? But he started off saying, hey, he said, these corporations and banks, they need to come clean. They need to come, you know what I mean, and acknowledge, because some of y'all have had these organizations 100 or 200 years, and some of your, you know, corporations was involved in either Jim Crow or even at this last little bit of slavery, you know what I mean, the banks and everything, and y'all had these brothers and sisters living in the Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama, out there shipping that cotton up to Boston and Philadelphia and New York, where they had these big, huge textile factories, where they had all these people spinning yarn out of cotton, making right. fine suits and everything, and overcoats and everything, and clothes. Yeah. It's proof. I mean, it's documented. That's one thing about it. They documented stuff because they were so busy with their accountants counting money. They was counting money.
Yeah.
Getting rich. Like, you know, Tallahassee Coates say, hey, look, if you wanted to get rich in America, just like people, you know, you look at YouTube and Amazon and say, well, you know, it's this program. If you wanted to get rich, get you some slaves.
Yeah.
The Mississippi Valley, he said the Mississippi Valley was full of multimillionaires. So, you know,
wow.
The Mississippi Valley, they had slaves coming and going. He said they had slaves coming and going. He said the Mississippi Valley was full of millionaires. They had slavery, they had plantations, they had land. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And how they did it, you know, taking them babies from them young girls. I say snatch them out their arms, taking them young babies, selling them down. They didn't care about she losing her mind. She didn't care about her losing her mind. You know? You know, most of them didn't care.
That's funny.
You know. So alhamdulillah. Anybody else want to weigh in? We got all the mic open.
Alhamdulillah. My wife wants to say a few words.
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Commander Rahim. You know, I was just reading, and I just said, wanted to ask, if you haven't filed for your taxes, if you haven't filed for your taxes, which I'm going to definitely look into it because I used to do taxes, the 2021, they were giving out stimulus checks. And they said those are on Social Security, you are eligible, and they're giving out $1,200. So I'm going to check it out. That's why I want to ask Dayu, did she file her taxes? If you don't, then we're going to check it out. And that's right there. And then they were saying that was one way of them giving back some money too, you know, which is nothing. But anyway, because everybody's getting it, they filed taxes, you know. But I was just saying, if you haven't filed your taxes, they're giving the stimulus checks out 20, 21, and 22. And they're giving out those stimulus checks, alhamdulillah. So we got about $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, Shuja.
Alhamdulillah.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, so this movie's coming out. I don't want to see if I can pull it up because I might drop the call. But, it's a movie. They're just making a movie. What they do, the movie is focusing on the wealth gap, making people understand how important that is, understanding the wealth gap.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, with the wealth gap, go ahead.
What the name of that movie?
I forgot.
I forgot, and okay. I don't want to hear. It's two women.
Black and Caucasian.
African-American.
And African-American. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Understand
check
that
it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, yeah. So it's a lot happening. I'm really excited. And I told my principal at school today, I said, you don't follow the, I said, you don't follow the reparations movement? She looked at me, and I said, well, okay. She said, well, we'll talk. And she said, we'll
yes,
talk.
Yes, sir. Right. We'll talk. Yeah, we got some.
Yeah.
We got plenty to talk about.
Plenty to talk about. That's right. You know? Yeah. Right. Got something to say.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, we have to a message to the black man. I think Abdullah Muhammad go into it a little bit. He goes into it a little bit. He expands on it. Now I know he talked about the separate states, you know, and we need to, I guess, like Iman said, kind of like look at that in a different light. But you see, his heart and spirit was in separation, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the army like Muhammad, he was a. You know, he was serious about doing something for himself, about helping the black. He was real serious about it. And inshallah, his the brothers and sisters that picked up that idea like us, you know, we gonna move on. We're moving on. You know, I think in our book, in our calendar book, we got some on reparation from Amilai Muhammad. Amilai Muhammad, yeah, sure do.
Mm-hmm.
We got some on reparation from Farrakhan. We got some on reparation from Waldeen Muhammad. We got reparation on Tariq Nasheed. We got reparation on John Cunha Jr. We got reparation on Claude Anderson. We got reparation on William Darity Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
Also Martin Luther King. We got the knowledge.
Malcolm X.
You know, and we threw it the book, we threw it the calendar, and and we gonna inshallah.
When do y'all print?
We got to mail them out now. We got to mail them out. Akbar, they want 100, and the other brother want 100, and the way we got to set up where. The person that's selling them don't have to invest a penny, but they're going to make, if every one they sell, they're going to make $3 off of each one they sell. That's a whole lot of money. I know if you're in retail and wholesale and things like that there, and you're in business, if you make $2 off of each product you sell, you're making money.
Yeah,
you're making money, you know. So we're asking the brothers and sisters to also pass these on and sell these, and at least get, if you don't get 50, if you don't get 100, get a 50 of them. You know, if you get 50 of them, you're making $150. You know. But be asking you get 100, and you're gonna make $300 off if you sell those 100. And it's going to be easy to sell. Easy to sell. You know, they're not nothing that you got to stress yourself. You know, you got people that buying them and want to get something for the, after they read them, they want to get something for their family. You know, because we got something on the Bible and different things like that there. But we got the tool that we, new one that we coming out to, out with is reparation and dawa. Reparation and dawa. You know, those are two. Those two we got out. They're looking good. And praise be to Allah. You know, we're going to, and plus we're making this money, putting it in BUII. That's what we're putting it in, BUII.
Alhamdulillah.
Retail them for $20. Retail them for $20. Yeah.
Okay.
Last year we sold them for $15, but everything done went up. I mean, they done papers and everything done went up on us. So we got to sell them for $20. Again, the person that's selling them, they're going to get $3 out of that $20. And we're going to pay the person that producing them $2, and we're going to give the large amount back to BUII. Mm-hmm. Inshallah.
They already printed then. They are already printed, ready to go, huh?
They already printed, ready to go. They good to go.
Okay. Good to go. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. When you see them, you're going to be impressed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm good luck.
Yeah, well, I know it's right on time. Mm-hmm. You got some good people on there, too.
Yes, sir. We got all of them on there. We got all of them. We got everybody we were talking about, we got them on there. Then people going to know about them. And we got what they're saying. You know, what they're talking about. We making points on what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Cortez, and on Derrick, we got all of them on there. John Kanye, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sheila, what's her name? The Congresswoman. Huh?
Jackson Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yes, we got her. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
So praise be to Allah. We got quite a few people's on there, and the points that they're making and the point of what they're doing, it's a good quick cap of describing that person. You know, we dealing with William Darity on the wealth gap. we got him on the wealth gap. We got him in the amount that required. The arithmetic shown that this would require, you know, the trillion. We got that on there also. William Darity. Alhamdulillah. Also, we got your information on there, and your contact information, and everything. You know, it's gonna be on there. You know, we got BUII gonna be on there. Yeah, we pushing both of us.
you know, if people want to get in contact with you, we got your telephone number, we got your website. I think you gave us your website. We got all that.
Okay, praise you so loud, Brother Susan. Yeah, praise you so loud. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
So if I wanted to buy one right now, I just could mail a money order to your address, right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But what we want you to do, we want to get you to take some and while you're selling your painting, you know, just be able to show, offer that to the people. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Well, but look, about that, can we check out a little earlier? I got a couple more things to do before I get in.
Okay,
so,
All right then. All right then. Alhamdulillah. And give Rashid the greetings to me.
Okay, you mean Rashad?
Rashad, right?
Oh, okay. Right. My other partner is Shahid.
Shahid. Okay, right,
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. You want me to close it up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you can. I appreciate you, brother.
I will do Brahim and Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah.